the band kind of like came together. We had kind of all drifted apart, but come the summer of 77 or 78 in the winter there, but we had all moved back. I never moved away, but everybody else had, but they all came back, and we were just really jazzed to start a band. And and our drummer, he kind of knew how to play, and our bass player, he kind of knew how to play, because he was really, he used to be in marching band. I think he played a wind instrument, a trumpet or something. He knew how to read music, and he just picked up the bass, and we just kind of like pointed his fingers on the fretboard. This is A, this is whatever, you know. And so it's kind of like, and I'd only been playing guitar for a couple of years, and same, my other guitar player, he played guitar for a few. He was a pretty good guitar player. I was just kind of following his lead. And so we were all just kind of like figuring out as we went. And I think while we were writing our songs, that's when we just fell into some gigs. And I can't really remember what the first one was. I mean, when we were like first starting out, we had another drummer, and we were like playing at like parties, house parties and stuff like that, just kind of getting our feet wet. And I remember once we played at the fraternity, because this guy who I was working with at that job shop I talked about earlier, they wanted a band for Saturday night, and I said, I got a band. And we didn't, we only had like two or three songs that were original, but we knew all these cover songs. So we were like doing the New York Dolls and all that shit. And these fraternity guys just loved it. So we thought, we said, this is something. If we play in this vein, it's like a lot of fun, and people seem to dig it. So it was kind of like, it kind of helped us and aimed us, so that when we finally started, you know, talking and hanging out with these already established bands, it was kind of like just putting your shoes on and just doing it, you know.